This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be having a chat with Moncrief. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in with us here at iRadio. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks very much for having me.
Not at all. Now, I know you're always flying the flag for Irish musicians, and I love the fact that with other voices, of course, there's Annams, Songs for Hearts and Minds. You are going to be in my hometown of Portumna, along with Effie and Oisín Leach. Tell me a little bit about what's actually happening.
Well, I mean, other voices has always been something that I like have died to want to play. Mm-hmm. And finally they reached out and I wanted to try to do something special. I'm going to be playing with a string quartet and piano and reimagining some songs. So yeah, I think it'll be really intimate and hopefully like emotional.
Definitely. And I love the fact that, you know, other voices like that, I mean, you know, within the Irish music industry and just within kind of allowing artists to become a little bit more intimate with the audience. And again, you know, it's on the TV for everybody to witness as well. You know, there's just something really, really special about other voices. And I think the fact now that they're going around to different locations in Ireland, you know, never in a million years would I have thought that, you know, Portumna Castle, which has been there since, you know, I don't know how long it's been there, but like it's such fantastic spaces like that that we get to absorb a little bit of our Irish music scene in there as well.
Yeah, I think like other voices is just a special thing that I think everybody in the music industry and music scene in Ireland is really proud of. So just to be able to do that and to have some really special moments in different places in Ireland makes it all the more special.
It definitely does. I suppose for people who are looking forward to seeing the episode when it comes out, what have you been getting up to over the last couple of months?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been pretty busy. I had this idea. I was finishing my album back last November, which is going to come out this year. So hooray, hooray.
Yeah.
But I was finishing that. And I realized during that process that I had all these songs stacked up on my laptop that mean the world to me, but don't necessarily fit into the exact narrative that I wanted to put out for my first album.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just letting them sit there and gather dust, I decided I wanted to release them as part of a project, but release one song every 2 weeks. And I did that for 9 songs. So it was pretty hectic finishing 9 songs and then releasing and promoting a different song for 2 weeks nonstop all the way from sort of like early December to March. So that was my 2024 so far, and all the while finishing off the album and doing a bit of touring. But yeah, I think the project, it was a gift just to people who are listening, and none of the songs were released for sort of the radio, but more just for online and for people to share them and enjoy them. And that's where I'm going to be playing. Well, I'm going to be, the Other Voices show is going to be the first real sort of time I'm going to let them breathe life and play them live for people. So that's kind of where I'm at.
It sounds like it's going to be very exciting. Of course, I know you spend quite a lot of time in London. I can imagine, you know, from, you know, the hustle and bustle of London to come into somewhere remote in County Galway like Portumna. Don't worry, we'll look after you well while you're here. But yeah, it'll be nice for you to get back to Ireland for a little bit, I'd imagine.
Well, would you believe that I'm actually here now, and I spent the last couple of days just driving around Dingle and around the Sleahead Drive. I'm outside a pub called Kruger's, which is apparently the most westerly pub in Europe. So I live in London, but to get to come back and spend a couple of days in the real heart of Ireland is amazing. And yeah, Portumna, first time in Portumna, a hurling stronghold, I heard.
Yeah.
And we'll see where that takes me. But yeah, I mean, I absolutely love coming back, and especially when I get to go visit places like the west of Ireland.
Absolutely. Well, we'll welcome you with open arms, that is for sure. But listen, of course, we've got a pair of tickets up for grabs for somebody to go along and see Moncrief as well as some other fantastic Irish artists. So we'll be looking forward to giving those away. And sure, listen, enjoy the filming in Pertumna and enjoy your other voices experience. No doubt this will be the first of many. But thank you so much for coming on to have a chat to me. And hopefully I'll see you there myself.
Thank you so much, Louise. I really appreciate it and hope we see you there.
Not at all. And just before I let you go, if anybody wants to catch up on anything that you're getting up to, maybe your adventure around Dingle, the home of other voices, of course, where is the best place to go that people can check out your music and check out what you're getting up to?
You can get me all over, wherever you want, really, like Instagram, Spotify, OnlyFans. I'm only messing. But yeah, all over, wherever you consume your media, generally through your phone. I mean, just look up Moncrief and you'll probably find me.
Ah, super stuff. Listen, best of luck with the album. We'll be looking forward to it. And I hope you have a fantastic gig in Pertumna Castle with Annam and other voices.
Thank you so much. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.